Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, from early classics like The Great Escape to modern-day epics like Saving Private Ryan, films about war have never failed to draw a crowd. Recently, the genre has taken a new turn with a growing number of war movies dealing with conflict in the Middle East. There's been The Kingdom of 2007, Stop Loss in 2008, The Messenger last year, and now The Hurt Locker. Mark Hadley, reviewer of all things on screen, both big and small, is with us because he's seen it. Hello, Mark.
Yes, I have, and I'm really happy to be here. I'm filling in for Ben McKechnie, obviously. Big shoes. I've seen them. They're size 13.
They're giant, and those shoes are currently, perched underneath a bed in Paris somewhere.
Yeah, poor guy.
I don't know how he manages his life. You've got to work for one of these film magazines and get
it's true.
Lowly open house presenter like myself and TV reviewer like you, we just stay here.
Well, I actually do film reviews, and I must say I prefer doing film reviews only because when you go out, they provide snacks, whereas when you're at home and you're doing your TV reviews, you have to provide your own.
That's true. So The Hurt Locker, I mean, there's a bit of controversy about it just this week, and we'll explore that in just a minute, but I guess war movies do pretty well because they've got all the elements of, I guess, what makes a movie compelling. You know, you've got the action, you've got the tension, the suspense, the tragedy, you've got the relationships.
And you've got the highly moral, you know, vantage point, because a person has to make a decision. I mean, like, being a soldier is not just doing a job. It's not, I mean, in peacetime, maybe it's marching up and down a fence or something like that. But in truth, in wartime, you don't have any sharper moral points. Do I kill someone or don't I? What is worth putting my own life in danger for? And in fact, that last question is the key question of The Hurt Locker, because here is someone who, in a sense, is not involved in frontline fighting. Instead, their job is to go in and, in a civilian neighborhood where there might be unexploded devices, whether they be bombs or whether they be ammunition or things like that, go and clear away. And people already know they're there, so generally speaking, people are far away. What he's trying to do is save the civilian population, the risk to the people around. You know, and he's doing it for what reason? I mean, what does it actually mean for someone to put on a big suit like that and day after day put them in the path of a bomb? It's incredible.
And so that's Will James' life, right?
Yeah, that's right. So Staff Sergeant Will James, who's played by Jeremy Renner, his job is to basically go in and defuse. He's part of a three-man team, and they go in each day, and there's something they've been told they've got to go and defuse, and it might be a car bomb, it might be some ammunition left, it might be an IED, so, you know, sort of an ambush tactic. He has a slightly different approach. He's been doing it for so long that he has become somewhat blasé about his own personal safety. So right through the film, it's an interesting film. You're not really sure whether this guy's a hero or he's going to get everybody killed. You know, so is he brave or is he reckless? You know, and I guess it comes down to this fundamental question that runs through it. You know, on what basis do you risk your life? And it seems to be that when you believe in something far more than you believe in living, mm-hmm. you're prepared to put your life on the line. Mm-hmm. Now, and that's an interesting question for anybody. I mean, if you're going to go and have a sort of a great night out at the film and at the same time be teased into thinking, I think The Hurt Locker's your film.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we've just been talking about worldview over the last half an hour, and we've been talking about the creation evolution thing, and we all have glasses that we see the world through. You, with your Christian glasses on, you saw some kind of Christian parallels.
But yeah, I don't think that Mark Boll, the producer and writer, was setting out to write a Christian epic or anything like that. So, you know, what I'm saying now is basically from my perspective as a Christian. But given that, I think to some people, to the outside world, really, you know, the crucifixion story about Jesus is, if you forgive me, said reverently, old hat. You know, they've heard it again and again and again in the Western world, and it ceases to lose its impact. I mean, it needs something like the Passion to come along to actually make it, real to us.
Mm, sure.
But The Hurt Locker is a story about sacrifice, about laying your life down for somebody else, which I think people can really engage with and understand. And I think that when you see that as a model, it makes, for example, what Jesus has done far more relevant. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you compare the two stories and you look at what, you know, the staff sergeant does, I mean, the sad fact is that the Washington Post recorded recently that 63% of all U.S. deaths in Iraq were relating to, you know, improvised explosive devices. You know, that so the staff sergeant, you know, goes out and he is going to day in, day out, pit himself against a tide of something, and he is going to have some degree of success. But ultimately, maybe a trickier bomb than he's ever seen is going to come along, or people are still going to be exploded by things he doesn't take care of. It is a sort of fatalistic thing. Whereas Jesus pits himself against a task, and in fact, actually achieves something, you know, irrevocable. It's done. You know, again, if you look at the staff sergeant, his situation is that he is a conflicted man. He wants to have something. He's not really terribly sure about his goal, but he knows it's valuable. And so he risks his life to a degree. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus exchanges it, you know. But what I love about the two characters, if I can place Jesus in that context of a character, is that both of them know that life isn't just about going to the supermarket. Mm-hmm. It isn't just about living next door to people and waving over the fence. Life is full of tense moral issues, and what we decide affects other people's lives, and what we choose to devote ourselves to affects other people's lives. And the very truths that we hold are dear things. You know, you've actually got to really believe in what you're doing if you're going to step in front of a bomb. Mm-hmm. Likewise, you really had to believe that what you were doing was essential if you're going to go anywhere near a cross.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So your final verdict then?
Well, I actually think it's an excellent film. Look, I think people should be careful, okay? It's an MA film. It is about bomb disposal. So it goes without saying there are disturbing, you know, pieces of vision. Likewise, it is about men under pressure. It's about soldiers. So if you're expecting a fairly clean language film, you're going to have problems there too. Mm-hmm. But if you can cope with those sorts of things, if you can see them in the context of what they are, this is a very moving film, and not surprisingly nominated for 9 Academy Awards, nominated for Best Film at the Golden Globes. So it is one of those films of the year.
And not surprisingly, it also is getting a few people coming out of the woodwork and saying, actually, it's based on me.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the sadder things. And I'm kind of hoping if in that whole controversy that maybe people will not lose sight of the fact that this is a sort of image we've got to think about. I mean, you got to ask yourself the question, so have I. What is it worth dying for?
Mm-hmm. Mark Hadley, thank you.
Pleasure as always.
We'll talk to you again, this time with your TV hat on, Mark Hadley. Normally our TV reviewer, this week our film reviewer.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast, thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.